This is our Airbnb Update, episode 133, the 2007 Clip Show. Hello, everybody. It's that time of year, the time of year when gift-giving is in full abundance, the year is just wrapping to a close. We've done about 50 RSPB Update episodes for the year, so you know what time that is, right, Brad?
Clip Show!
Yes, this is my absolute favorite show of the year to record.
Because it's usually clips of me making an ass of myself.
Oh, no. The first year it was Pika. And other people.
Yeah, but since then, it's been clips of me making an app.
No, not really. They're not all you, so don't worry about it. Don't worry, there's nothing to
do. Yeah, but all the worst embarrassing ones are.
Like?
Oh, I'm sure they'll see. I don't want to ruin any surprises.
Okay. Just a bit of a disclaimer here. This episode might have an explicit tag on it or something, so just a little bit of fair warning there.
If you are offended by, you know, strong language, then don't listen.
Yeah,
actually,
but
even if you are, listen, because it's a good episode.
Yeah, oh, very good. Okay, so before we get going here, this...
Have a little drink before we start?
Yeah, what are you drinking today?
Gin,
okay. So we're going to end up being like Dignation or something?
Yeah, about 30 minutes in, I'm going to get pissed, and then, you know, like, start getting really rowdy and shit.
Okay, so...
I'll basically be just like normal.
Yeah, well, you don't normally have that kind of stuff on the regular shows, but anyways.
It's because it's Christmas. It's like our Christmas party on our Airbnb Update. That's
yeah.
Sad.
Well, I don't drink, so.
Good anyway. For you.
Yes. Okay. So before we get started, we have a list. Not our Christmas gift list, but a list of our favorite updates, our least favorite updates, and the biggest updates in our views. And note, they're in no particular order on this, so.
Did you, because I remember, like, last year, you went around and got loads of staff members to record stuff. Did you do that this year?
No, I didn't. I ran out of time, and I didn't want to do that or something. I didn't want to...
or something, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to put that much time into doing that, because most of the time, well, I would have liked to have gone around to, like, the main people, but I didn't have time to do that. Like, Creepy, I would have liked to get him on one day, but I guess that'll have to wait for 2008, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you want to do this? I think favorite updates should be done first.
Yeah, favorite updates, yeah. And then we could...
Let's alternate.
If you say your list and then explain the reasons why you like each thing, and then I'll do mine.
Okay. Well, first of all, for favorite updates for me, first, they're in no order. So first of all is the Grand Exchange, which I think is fairly obvious because it just makes it a whole lot easier to sell things and whatnot because... If you think about it, you used to have to, like, for instance, when I was going out to buy my green elemental when I got 99 farming, I had to track someone down who just had the shirt, and it was a painful and time-consuming process, whereas with the Grand Exchange, I can just go type in green elemental shirt and buy it rather quickly, so that's obviously why the Grand Exchange is there. Second on my list, I put Clan Chat. It just seems like, I don't know about you, but does it seem to you that it makes training on RuneScape easier when you've got a bunch of people in a chat room together that you can talk to?
Yeah, it certainly makes it a lot more fun, and I think it brings the community closer.
Exactly. And it actually provided us with a way to integrate the chat into RuneScape, so we were able to get rid of our Java chat, which was unreliable at some times. So that's that. Herbal Remedies. You know what this is?
Is this a quest?
No, it's when they changed the images of the herbs and made them put the name in the title and made them dirty instead of unidentified.
Dirtier it.
See, like, that's just such an amazing update for me because it prevents people from getting scammed when buying herbs, and it also killed the herb merchanting a bit, and Quorums, because of this, and the Grand Exchange are back down to a decent price, so good for that. Another thing, since it's the Unclipped show and it's a bit of an uncensored thing, I don't know if I told you before, but did I ever tell you that some of the herbs look like leaves that you've wiped yourself with after being in the
Weed.
wilderness for... Yeah, leaves, you know?
Weed.
No, leaves.
I thought some of them looked like weed. I thought Eret looked like weed for some reason.
Yeah, that too. But I'm just saying, like, you know when you go to the bathroom and wipe yourself?
I'm sorry, I've never wiped myself with a leaf.
That's what you do if you're in the wilderness, like, and you don't have any toilet paper or anything.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've never done that.
I've never done it either, but I know that's what you do. I'm just saying some of them look like that.
Oh, I've got a horrible mental image in my head now.
God Wars.
Okay, I need to drink some more.
God Wars. Big high-level update with the chance of getting a very expensive item, and they're still very expensive. I think some of the hilts are one hilt, I think Armadale or something, or Zamorak, I think. I'm not sure which one, but it's still over 100 million. And the rest of them are all over 20 million, so it's still a good way to spend some time with some friends and get the cash on that. So I have to say God Wars. And they also released Dragon Boots with that, which was nice. So finally, the ZMI altar, which is that altar that makes random runes. It's just actually pretty good, but I'm not so much sure on the point anymore because I could just keep doing the Abyss now that the PKers are gone, but it did provide more XP than using the Abyss per hour, so that's good. That's why it's on one of my favorite updates. It sped up rune crafting, which is a terribly slow skill, as I'm sure you know.
Hmm.
That's it for my favorite updates. Your turn.
Okay, right. I think I've got three of mine are the same as yours, I think, but two are different. Right, okay, first, obviously, four are the same, I think. Oh, well. Right, so we obviously agree. Grand Exchange, basically for the reason, you know, like Shane said, it makes things a lot easier to sell, and it also stabilized out the economy a lot, stopped merchanting to a degree, or at least made it more difficult, so that's always good. And in fact, it was such a good update, it got me playing RuneScape again. Before that, I had not wanted to play RuneScape, but after that, I did. Because
are you still playing?
To me. No, not since they fixed that. But I still took out the updates because you make me. Anyway, so yeah, Grand Exchange was very good. Second, Clan Wars. Oh no, I think we have got two different. Clan Wars. I just thought this was a very good idea because everybody, you know, says Jagex has neglected clans for a long time, and well, I just think it was nice that they finally did something that the clan community wanted, which was a sort of, a place for them to fight each other. And I think it looks very good. Had they not ruined the wilderness, they would have been very good to clans this year. But, you know, they can't, you know, do everything. So,
Do you remember that that wilderness tag or something that was supposed to come out but never did? It was mentioned in a behind the scenes but never came out?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That would have been fun. But anyways, continue.
Okay. My third one is the Achievement Diaries. Now, I never actually did any of these myself. Well, no, I think I did.
Did you get other people to do them for you?
No, I did a few of the Varric one, I think. I did a few of one of them. But I just like the basic idea. I mean, it's something different. It's not just quests or training skills. And in the end, it has a benefit, isn't it? Because you get rewards. So it's...
Yeah, that's good.
I think it was adding another dimension to the game. Anyway, God Wars, for the same reason as you, basically, that it was sort of adding more team content to the game, that you need a group of friends or a group of players to...
enjoy and,
yes,
and do.
Enjoy.
Okay.
And finally, Clan Chat, again, just for the reason that it's so useful and... Probably, when I used to play RuneScape, when I played it full-time, I would maybe only speak to one or two people through the friend system. But, you know, after Clan Chat was out, you can talk to, you know, upwards of about 15 people all at once. So it's very good.
Okay. Is that all of your favorites?
Yeah, that's all the five.
Least favorite.
Do you want me to go first now?
Yes, please, do it.
Okay. Well, this is in particular order. The real-world trading changes, sort of bundled together, the removal of the wilderness, the removal of dueling as it was, and the trading limits. I think that's pretty obvious. I think no matter what anybody says about Jagex had to sort the problem, there were other ways they could have done it than what they did. You know, they copped out, basically, I think. They took the fast, easy option.
Exactly.
Yeah, it sorted the problem. They just wanted to click their fingers and the problem was solved. But in solving the problem, they also pissed off the majority of the player base, and it's now going to take them, as we discussed on yesterday's show, which will be last week's show to you, that the ETA for, you know, changing the wilderness back and all these other things is going to be 6 months. So they've basically messed up their game for 6 months. I don't think that's good. And nobody
can
say...
It's just like the Dominion when they were killing all the Cardassians near the end of Deep Space Nine.
Shut up. Just don't bring Star Trek into it. Anyway, I just think overall they could have done it differently. And no matter whether... You cannot say it was an entirely good update. There may have been good elements from it, but it ruined a lot of the game as well. Okay, second, Bounty Hunter. Again, I think it's a piss-poor replacement for PKing or dueling. Like I think I said a few shows ago, it's like the retarded child of PKing and dueling, because that's what it is. It's not as good as either of them. It takes the shitty qualities of both, and it's just no fun. Okay, I just don't... And it can't compete. I remember, like, I didn't used to player kill a lot, but I did, and there was fun. It was fun going around the wilderness not knowing where you were going to find somebody. Having to be on your wits.
I remember, were you around when we did the mod PKing trips and whatnot?
I went to a few of those, yes.
Back in the old days, when we still had Derek, Hello,
Pula,
Zach.
And others who shall remain unnamed.
Okay.
so Bounty Hunter, that was crap. Loot Share. Now, while on the premise, it's a very good idea, you know, Loot Share. I just think the way they implemented it was totally crap. Because it just doesn't it just like say one item to you, one item to you? Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
it's based on a point system or whatever.
It doesn't seem very good to me compared to the fact that in World of Warcraft it sort of works much on, you know, if a rare item drops, a little interface pops up and you can actually choose, you know, who takes it. Or you can even have a master looter, as it's called, and that person can give the loot to certain people rather than just pick it up themselves. I just don't think it has potential, and I think they're going to make changes to it, aren't they announced?
Yeah.
It has potential, but they haven't fulfilled its potential.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Dark Bow. I was sort of struggling at this moment. I actually find it hard to find updates I really didn't like.
Oh, anyway. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know, it's not as bad. Anyway, I just think the Dark Bow, it was, you know, billed as this new range weapon, and everyone's like, oh, it's going to save range, but... A few months down the line, nobody's heard anything of it. And I think all these, ever since the Whip and the Abyssal Demons, anything higher than that has been pretty much redundant as far as good drops goes, I think.
See,
as far as good, new, unique drops go.
The Dark Bow is like the double-barreled shotgun, because it fired two arrows at once.
Well, I saw it. It's too crap.
And it's slow, because it's a big bow. Yeah, anyways, continue.
Anyway, my last one is Varrok's new look. I just don't like it, personally. I think it looked fine the way it was and didn't need changing.
Okay. Well, I didn't put any graphical ones on my least favorite list because, well, as we all know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Shut up.
Change is something we must embrace. But anyways, my list trading...
Communism is something we must embrace.
No.
Communist monopoly.
At the blog at chain.rsbnb.com.
Oh, I set you up on that one.
My first one would be the trading and drop changes. Granted, this did eliminate peers, which is a good thing about it, but it's still, the trading and drop changes were a little, as you said, over the top. It's like using a nuclear bomb to take out a small settlement of, like, terrorists or something, you know?
It's like
when a surgical strike would be better.
It's like detonating a nuclear bomb to take out an ant's nest.
Okay, there you go. Exactly. So I think everyone gets where we both feel on this one, but definitely
not. Don't agree with us, you can rot in a hole.
The wilderness ditch. It's redundant now. There's no point to it, you know? Like, they did it to prevent people from being, what was it, lured into the wilderness. There's no point in that anymore, so remove it, you know? Stupid.
Yeah, because that rant we had yesterday about that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Loot Share, again, it's like it's a random point system. I remember when we were using it at God Wars, Southrend and Alex 43 ended up getting everything. And Like, nobody else got anything decent except them. Southrend got, like, 5 ruined plate bodies or something. It's just a little unbalanced for me.
It needs to be fair. Almost like a round robin system. It needs to be like.
What about just a roll of the dice, you know?
Well, that's what World of Warcraft uses.
Then it would be the same as it was, but anyways, never mind.
World of Warcraft uses a need greed system, whereas if a rare item drops, everybody in the party has this little screen brought up where it shows the item, and then it has a dice or a coin, and the dice is need, and the coin is greed. If only one person needs it, they get the item. If more than one person needs it, then a random dice roll takes place, and the person with the highest number gets it.
I see. Interesting.
That's what Jagged RuneScape should use, that sort of system, I think. Mm-hmm. Something roughly like that.
Barbarian Assault. It's a good game in theory, promotes teamwork, gives a good fighter torso armor piece, but it's just the teamwork aspect. You get these people who can't even read and end up not being able to do it properly, and it just causes problems for the whole family, so.
I like that in any game, though, that requires team coordination with people you don't really know.
Exactly.
Like Counter-Strike, like, when some idiot
plant
the bomb. Like me. I did plant the bomb that one.
Okay, that's right. I mean, yeah. Like, it's a good... Jagex trying to promote teamwork, which is a good thing, but... It's just that the people do not understand it, even after watching the tutorial, so I have to put that as one of my bad things. And finally, Contact. Granted, we didn't make first contact with a new alien species, but, well...
I thought that was like the Star Trek quest. Wasn't that like one
no,
of your favorites?
No, that was in Light and Journey last year.
Oh.
Contact was the quest that redefined a master quest. It was so easy. It made... Like, it was classed as a master quest, same as, like, Morning's End Part 1 and 2, Desert Treasure and whatnot, except it was a whole lot easier, so It was basically Jagex saying that, no, we're done, we're redefining Master Quest as this kind of quest. So that was kind of sad early in the year, to have Master Quest redesigned and dumbed down like that. Okay, that's the end of the least favorite updates. I'll go first on the biggest updates, and then we'll do you. First off, okay, we don't need that. Biggest update for me is the Tower of Life. That quest was a prelude to summoning. Did you do that one? That was with the construction thing and where you summon those things downstairs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That one was pretty big in my opinion because, well, it prelude to summoning, which is coming in January. And if I remember correctly, I predicted summoning on that week when we did that show.
Well done, you. You get a cookie.
Yay. The trade drop in wilderness changes, biggest because it was a big shocker and it got rid of the peers. Well, it didn't get rid of them, but it made them not be able to PK and it annoyed them, which is nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've been through why before. Clan chat, revolutionary thing that was promised a long time ago in one of those update things when RuneScape 2 first came out, so a much needed change. The Grand Exchange, big, because it changed the way it trades, stabilized the economy, and God Wars, because it was just a nice, big, high-level combat-related update that people like to do.
Okay. My biggest updates, right? First off, real-world trading changes, which we've already discussed for obvious reasons. The Grand Exchange, because obviously it changed the economy a lot, I'd say for the better, even though they went and fucked that up with the real world changes. Loot Share, again, I don't like it, but it certainly changed how the game is to a big degree. Clan Chat, again, same reason as Shane, revolutionary. And I think the German Better also changed the game.
I'm trying to think of something witty to say in German, but I'll probably... Say something in German.
Guten Tag. Okay. My German is so...
Heil Bradler.
Don't say that, Shane. For any Jewish people listening, I'm very sorry. He is a bad man. He will be punished.
Did you say put to death?
I said punished.
Okay. Okay, there's our list of updates, and it was I think this year, 2007, was a good year for RuneScape for the most part, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but they sort of ruined it at the end.
I can't wait to see Summoning. They just released the development diary on that, so go take a read. Or we'll last
and
week
it's going to raise the combat level to 138.
Which means when Mike and I are sitting at Christmas dinner, we'll have something to talk about.
Oh, God, you would talk about that in front of your family.
Yeah, well, it's in like a restaurant, so not
you go
be
to Christmas dinner at a restaurant?
No, like it's not actual Christmas dinner. It's like the day. It's like this weekend we'll be going somewhere.
Oh, I'll be in Scotland.
Yeah, and we'll be thinking about you.
Oh.
Okay, so I think it's time we get going on some clips, hey?
I'm dreading this.
Oh no,
have another
nothing
drink,
to dread.
I think.
We're going to start with episode 81, which was the week Barbarian Assault came out, and that was with Trekkie as one of our main hosts, so we will be starting with one of the clips from him, his imitation of the Big Horn. See, there's this horn in Barbarian Assault, and you can use it to call out to your teammates, and he was creating a representation of it using his voice.
Only Trekkie would do something like that.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just something I put in, so just in case anybody remembers it. And now here's one of our things from pre-show on that day. It is roughly 1 minute long, so here you go. It's from the pre-show of episode 81.
Hey, Shane.
What?
Legacy still sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
they just
does.
Need to patch it.
Well, they better patch it and redo the manual and everything.
It's,
there's been so many.
You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? The problem is that software engineers made this thing and they didn't put out a proper manual. That's it.
No. You know what else they didn't do? They fucked it up.
Okay, this isn't Star Trek Update.
Yeah, but we're not recording right now, so who gives a shit?
It is recording.
Wait, what the hell?
And you know that stuff that goes before and after the episodes is allowable for the,
who gives a shit right now?
People love that show!
Okay then.
People love the clip
show.
Who
gives a shit right now?
I'll put this in the clip show.
Fine then.
And it did make the clip show, didn't it?
I'll put this in the clip show.
Will you put this in the clip show, Shane?
I did.
Yes, I will put this in the clip show.
That's what we're talking about. Some Star Trek game or something.
Yeah, the pre-show.
Okay.
In the pre-show. God.
The
okay.
Pre-show is the best part.
Yeah, and the post-show. Sorry for those of you guys who can't hear it.
Yeah.
But anyways. Now we move on to episode 82, which was the week of Contact and Barbarian Assault Fixes. And Trekkie doing some late Christmas singing.
Oh. Let's see, here's a nice little song for you, Shane.
What?
On the 12th day of RuneScape, Jackass came to me. 12 acclimators, 11 rock crabs, 10 emu clues, 9 chaos elementals, 8 abyssal, 7 major arenas, 6 third age armors, 5 teleblocks, 4 warrior skill, 3 ancient spells, 2 cannons, and a 1 stupid dragon dagger.
<It's horrible.
laughs> I like it.
That makes me want to shove, like, grenades in my
Go right ahead, Brad.
Have you shoved grenades up there yet?
Why would I say something so moronic?
I don't know. You said that. I didn't edit that or anything, you know? You said it.
But you did edit it.
No.
Edit it.
No.
I want some more gin.
Do you want to sing like that?
No, I never want to sing again, and I'm never going to sing again on microphone when you're
Okay, episode 83 from the pre-show.
For the reason we talk about things that aren't show-related and aren't always the best before and after.
It's normally about who we'd like to get murdered. That was the topic of conversation before this show.
Yeah, that was true. That was true, though.
We were talking about who we wanted to have murdered.
Yeah,
so maybe you wouldn't want to hear that, especially if your name came up. Which it might not, you know, 50-50.
You know, I bet this person know who it is, and Shim is gonna beat you up if she ever... Shim...
Shim?
Shim, is that like a cross between someone called Shane and someone called Jim? Hello, this is Shim.
No, there's two reasons we can't do this. One, we don't have enough space, and two, it frankly wouldn't be appropriate.
So, Brad, who's on your list?
I just like the way you say, the two reasons why we can't do this. One, we don't have enough space, and two, it's frankly not appropriate. Yeah, talking about killing people isn't appropriate, no shit.
I know. Oh, well. That was from episode 83.
But seriously, we do talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
It sounds awfully sad, but we do.
Yeah, almost every week, I'd say, hey?
Not every week. We're not that bloody obsessed with killing people.
Okay. Well, anyways, that was 83. We're onwards and upwards to 87 now, which was the time the Squirk minigame came out. You remember that?
Yep.
This was 18... also the week of the German beta launch.
Oh, God, please don't tell me it's me speaking some bloody
I don't know.
German.
It's a question, apparently. I think it's you. Hang on, let's play it.
Oh, shit.
He has a hot accent.
Yeah, because I'm Dutch-Canadian. Oh, yeah.
And my question, what motivated you to start RSBNB, and where did you get the name from? Also, how do you know Mike?
Shane, you're really bad at stalking. I live in Linden. Gosh.
The point of this clip was the hot accent thing.
Who was that?
That was Andy.
Oh, he has a hot accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to play that over and over again, Shane. But I'm not denying I said it.
Okay, that's good. Have you found any more other hot accents around since then?
No. I can't honestly say it's not really the first thing I look for.
So who would you say is the hottest accent that you've heard this year?
Oh, wow, that's difficult. Do you mean, like, of everybody, or do you mean on RSBNB
update? RSBNB update.
Oh, well, Chief Snake. Chief Snake's certainly a contender.
What about Lance?
No, not so much. I don't know, really. It's difficult.
Okay, Chief Snake wins that award, then.
I can't say any females. Were there any females on the MQ was on, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I'm tempted to say her just so I don't have to say a guy and sound gay.
Okay, well, you have 5 seconds, otherwise we have to go with the guy.
Oh, Chief Snake, I can't lie to myself.
Okay. There you go, Chief Snake. I'm glad you're... I bet you're glad you heard that.
He's probably freaked out.
Episode 88 was the Tower of Life, and some things about the German beta. Here's a blog comment, apparently. I don't know what this is, but I'll play it.
Oh, God. I hate these. I hate the suspense.
This picture I posted at Pest Control, and the guy says, congratulations, you need better armor. You need a better armor.
Do you have rune on?
I had rune legs and granite plate. Anyways, and sends the next person says, LOL, what kind of triple-digit combatter has rune and granite armor? I saw your bank and you can do better.
What assholes?
I'm thinking of getting some dragon.
That's the same guy. Legs. Yes, yes, Shane, we know.
Yeah, so... yeah, but I don't know. That's what I have to deal with, is people saying I need better armor.
I'm not sure what that was about and why it was called blog comment. Any ideas?
And I'm not sure why you included it, either.
I don't know.
Quite frankly, shit.
Maybe it was about my, maybe it was because I had to go get a skirt.
Oh, yeah. I remember that blog post.
Yeah, you do? Okay. Well, that was episode 88, I think, onwards to 91 now. I think this one's me, so you don't have anything to worry about.
You think?
Yeah. Whoa.
Anyways, I have my keys binded so I can buy stuff by just pressing keys. And the end button was set to the AWP. I meant to press home to buy this other pistol, but I pressed end instead, so I ended up buying that. And it's a bannable offense if you have it, right? So I quickly got another gun and just dropped it on the ground. Then, when the match was almost over, someone from the other team kills one of our people with that AWP. And he almost gets banned. Like, he picked it up off the ground.
So, Brad, have you ever done that in the Counter-Strike server?
No, but what was funny about that clip? Please tell me.
It was just funny because I almost got someone banned.
Okay. Are you okay, Shane? Are you feeling a little bit ill today?
No, not at all. I just got someone banned. That's why. Like, it's just kind funny.
If I'd got someone banned, you would call me evil.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you're playing, you know, if I do it, it's evil. If you do it, it's just fine.
Well, it was an accident.
Oh, yeah, right, Shane. You did it on purpose.
Oh. Okay, episode 95, one of my most favorite episodes that we did this year. These ones are from you.
Oh, God. Why is this your favorite episode, Clan?
You'll see. You'll see.
Oh, God, I don't know. That's good.
Okay, that one went well. So do you know you were saying something about the Hindenburg Address?
The Hindenburg Address, was I?
Yeah, you're saying that you don't recite it or anything?
When did I say anything like that? Of course I don't recite the Hindenburg Address. I'm not a bloody Nazi.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, you can go to bed.
That was about after the show. You said something about the Hindenburg Address and then tried to say you didn't recite it or anything, so...
I don't recite the Hindenburg Address, you freak.
Well, why'd you say something about it then?
I have no idea.
Anyways, that was that. That was just a little thing from the pre-show, I guess. And now here is something we all hear Brad say every day.
Oh, no, I don't want this shit.
And it was he was listening to this episode in the car with his girlfriend. And,
no, I was not listening to this episode in the car. I had my iPod on shuffle, and I didn't even know it was on my iPod, and it randomly came on.
Okay, this was at the start of the episode or something. I'm not exactly sure why. But, oh yeah, it was because there was
a
rant about the princess. Yes, about the princess. Okay, here we go.
Oh no.
Hello, I want to be a princess.
That is
Hello,
the clip
I want to be a princess.
That is the clip that almost ended my relationship.
Hello, I want to be a princess.
I hope you're happy, you bastard.
What do you mean it almost ended your relationship?
Well... Can't you imagine that... Oh, never mind. I'm sure most people would understand.
Didn't she think it was cute?
No, she laughed a lot.
And what'd you do?
I blushed and my face was like a fucking tomato. And then I deleted every episode of RSB Birthday off my iPod and they were never to return again.
That episode was actually called I Want to Be a Princess.
Yeah, after my quote.
Oh boy.
Is that why it's your favorite episode?
Yes. Just because of what you said, you know, and how it happened.
And because of the fact I, you know, mortally humiliated myself.
Yeah. Okay, this one's from episode 96, which was recorded live on Talk Show. Or so we thought. Lance?
I'll give it a 3. It was kind of needed, kind of not.
Oops. I just realized I forgot to click the start recording button.
So, do we have to start from the beginning again?
Well, yeah, we probably technically should.
Oh, God.
In talk show. Oh, well, that was a warm-up. See, people, this is what happens in real life when we record
this is
the
what
show.
Happens every week. Almost every week. Some mess up.
Okay, I'm going to press the button now.
Right, let's start again.
Do you wish to start recording the show? Yes.
No, I want to mess about a bit for the next 20 minutes and waste all these people's time. What do you think?
Okay, yes.
Let's go.
Starting show.
Recorded live.
Okay, so...
I love that bit.
Take two. Talk once you. Again, RSBNB update 96 for April 19th, 2007. Didn't that happen once after that, too?
Yeah, it's happened quite a few times, I think.
Where I forgot to press the record button?
Yes.
Oh, well, we are recording today, just so you know. So that's.
Thank God, because I'm not doing all this shit again. You can find somebody else to do it.
This was also the famous Spades United episode.
Oh, good God.
Do you think it was the playing cards? Do you think they had the two of spades and the three of spades? And the four of spades? And the king and the queen of spades watched and saw over.
What did the jack do?
The jack just pranced around.
And the joker?
Made jokes, obviously. That's self-explanatory.
Okay, and then the twos did the really low-level work, and the tens did the finishing up work, I guess.
You don't need to go that deep into it, Shane. I think just the fact that the cards was enough, really.
Okay.
It ended there.
That was pretty good of you to start assigning roles to the king and queen, and then I just took it from there.
I didn't realize I came up with that joke. I always thought I always thought the whole, Spades United thing sounded pretty retarded, so I'd imagine you'd come up with it.
But it was really you.
Yeah.
And the title for that episode was Spades United, part of the House of Cards that builds ditches everywhere.
Worst title ever.
No, it was a good title. It was a good title. That was episode 96, if you want to go back and listen to it.
Don't listen to it.
Yes, please, go do it. Episode 97. This is a rather interesting clip. It was inspired by a question by Kelsey. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember anything.
Oh, wow.
Who are you? What am I doing here?
You'll see. Okay, are we done with this one from Blueber Singer?
Yes.
Okay, what would be your erection?
What is your erection?
I mean, reaction. If Iran... See, I put the I... I put an I in front because there's Iran. What would be your reaction if Iran launched nukes on Israel from Kelsey? So what would be your reaction? That was the first part of it. It was a slip of the tongue by me, and you know how that can happen, hey?
Erection, though. I mean, come on, that's some slip of the tongue.
I know! It says in the question here, what would be your reaction if Iran launched nukes on Israel? Like, I didn't make that up. It was a slip of the tongue.
And do you think that's what they call erections in Iraq? I've got an erection.
I don't know about that.
Come on,
you can go there and find out.
No, I don't want to go to Iraq.
It's reaction.
You said erection.
Because I put I on front.
I have an erection.
Okay. That slipped out of the mouth. I'm sorry, people. The RuneScape is supposed to be but for 13 above, so I won't be editing that out. What would be a reaction if Iran launched nukes on Israel?
Hey. It's not a bad word. It's erection. It's Iraq and Shun. I have an erection.
Okay. What would be your reaction? It's just sticking two words together, as Brad said, hey?
No. It was innuendo of the highest quality.
It was... I don't know, I don't know, what do you think? How does that happen?
It's called a Freudian slip.
Yeah, or Freudian ship.
Yeah.
We won't go there, though. Next one is from episode 100, which was the debut episode for Mike and Mushroom Queen. We got one here of you, too.
Was it Mike's first episode?
Yeah.
And it's the only episode.
And Creepy Chickened Out. Bastard. He was attacked by the Sukas, and he's hiding in the Rune Essence Mine in a cave, so...
He was scared of combat.
Yes, very. And apparently he's a level 126.
So I just like to point out that Suka is a very bad word in Russian, so, it's the B word, if you will.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Brad, does this go against the case of Jagex has something against Russians or something?
It probably adds to the case that Jagex has something against Russians.
And black people, don't forget.
You remember doing that episode?
I do, actually. That was probably one of the most fun episodes.
Yeah, with the Suka tooth. Like, I have to get some more Suka teeth, actually. But as Mushroom Queen said, it's the B word.
Is that bitch, bastard, bugger, what?
I think it's the first one, bitch.
Oh.
Which makes sense, though. But it's not that bad, is it?
Makes sense? What? Are you fluent in Russian?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Go on then, Shane.
Yet, as my Russian comrade says.
Yeah,
you should try playing You should try playing Hungry Hungry Bolsheviks.
Hungry Hungry Bolsheviks.
But that was a fun episode, wasn't it? Getting to hear Mushroom Queen for the first time.
And Mike, because I'd never heard Mike before.
Well, I've heard Mike before. But.
And hasn't Mike made several appearances since?
Yeah. You guys actually did episode 109 together when I was away, and that was our most downloaded episode in the entire summer months.
Most downloaded? Oh, yep. Wow. That's going to go to my head.
Oh, and here is something about Brad and Florida. This is a weird one. It says, Brad, do you really have sexual relations with porcupines? You said you did in a chat yesterday from Sean.
Technically, I didn't say I did. They said it's illegal. Somebody put, no, I think it was Besadon, pasted that it's illegal to have sexual relationships with porcupines in Florida. And I said, oh, well, I can't move there then. That doesn't prove anything.
You implied it, though.
I implied it, but no, I honestly don't.
Okay.
Too prickly.
Your secret is safe with us. Don't you?
Thank you.
And the 200 other listeners.
Thank you, Sean. That's just the best part of that is how you said, it's too prickly.
I'm hilarious. Let me massage my ego.
I just think that was such a. How did you guys get on that? I guess it says there that he said it was illegal to have sexual relationships with porcupines, and then you just implied it, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know. Besserdam was posting loads of, really stupid laws into the sandbox, and he posted one that said it's illegal to have sexual relationships with porcupines in Florida, and I made some post that was something like, well, I can't move to Florida then. See, that doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does! Logically, it implies that you have sexual relationships with porcupines.
Well, I don't.
Are you sure?
Actually, I would think I would prefer to have had my girlfriend hear the I'm a princess one than the I have sexual relationships with porcupines one.
Why?
Because I think the sexual relationships with porcupines one could be potentially more damaging to my relationship.
Yes, definitely. I don't know. It's like some of those things that happen on the MSN conversation with my bad timings and whatnot and with the mods, you know? Anyways,
some of those are hilarious.
We're done. Anyways, this next one is the rather long one from episode 101 when I had to go step away for a minute.
Tech news.
You can try and do tech news if you want, but I really need to go to the bathroom badly.
Okay, I'll start reading the first tech news very slowly.
No, I'll be a while, I think.
A while?
Just sit tight, okay?
Just entertain people.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Hello, everybody. It's Brad. Shane has gone to the bathroom, and he's informed me he's going to be quite some time. Why, I do not know. Why he had to... Okay, I won't say. Let's see. Okay, let's check my email. That'll be fun for everybody. Oh, look, I have no new emails. Probably because I only checked 2 hours ago, but then again, there you go. I know what, I'm going to listen to some music. Okay, I'm very bored. You probably are bored now, aren't you? Shane's gone, structure to the show's gone. Just me talking, really. It's sort of... You know, you kind of get this inescapable feeling when recording this show that you're talking to yourself. Even with Shane there, it still feels like I'm talking to myself. You know, Shane will probably edit this out, so you'll never hear it. It will never greet your ears. Never. Never will it. Yeah. Because, you know, it'd be boring. You'd all listen to just me talking about nothing. Let's listen to a song. There we go, music. Well, that will entertain me till Shane gets back from the toilet. What's been going on in the world today? Let's have a look at the news.
I'm going to move through this one a bit to the rather tail end because it's kind of long.
It's hilarious. Let it play.
It's too long. We're running low on time already.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, that got boring, didn't it? Come on, Shane. It's 10:45. I swore. God, he will edit this out now.
Who are you talking to?
Myself. I've been talking to myself for the past 10 minutes. Where were you?
Hasn't been 10 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. I have been talking to myself, though.
I told you, I was in the bathroom.
I know, I've been talking to myself. It's been quite entertaining.
I was in the bathroom doing stuff.
We don't need to know about that, Shane.
So, do you ever talk to yourself again?
No. I know, by the way, because Shane skipped it because he's a complete spoilsport, before I started counting, I said something like, I bet I'll count to 20 and Shane will be back or something like that.
And it was only 9. Then you got bored.
Yeah, I know. I think that is singularly the best RSBNB update clip of the year.
If you say so.
Because you weren't in it.
Oh, that's mean. Well, what I'll do is I'll put all these clips up in a nice zip file and you guys can all go download them. Because
if you want them. If you want to listen to us.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some clips of me later that'll be in high demand among people who want to blackmail me.
Okay, this one's about... oh, no, that's the wrong one. This next one's about Brad reverting to his inner animalhood, let's just say.
It's not about more sex with animals, is it?
Arr! Arr, arr, arr!
That was your wolf impersonation.
Ah.
You like it?
No, it sucks.
Do it again.
Arr, arr, arr!
That sounds like a sick wolf.
No, I can't do it.
Is your dad home right now?
No.
Oh, so you have nothing to worry about then.
Exactly.
Okay, that was episode 101. This is episode 104, our 2-year anniversary. See, the way this happens when we do the show is I keep a running notepad of possible titles for the show as we go through it, and sometimes there's more than one possible one that I record. This episode was about Pika coming back. It was labeled The Return of the Mouse. But here's what our alternate title was. It was The Week of the Dark Bow, so take a look. This is RSBNB Update, episode 104, The Dark Bow. See, that's a double-barrel shotgun thing, you know?
Yes, Shane, we are aware.
And you told me to go with the one about the mouse that returns,
yeah,
so we did that.
The Dark Bow title was completely shit, let's be honest.
You came up with that one, though.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Don't lie. It's
you
shit.
Came up
you
with
came
it.
Up with it.
You did.
Your mother came up with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that then. Okay, this one is episode 105. It's from, you guys all probably remember Poison 333, Matt on the forums, who has since disappeared a bit. But anyways, let's be nice. We know you don't like certain people, but here's a song he sang. You remember that rant about the Nerf it thing?
Yeah.
Here's the song. I don't think you were here for this, were you?
I remember hearing it.
Crack that whip. Give the low level the slip. Step on him. Okay, what? Yeah. When a problem comes along, you must nerf it. When the low levels start crying, you must nerf it. When someone's crying because something's overpowered, you must nerf it. Now nerf it into usefulness. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to nerf it. Nerf it good. When a good time turns around, you must nerf it. You will never live it down unless you nerf it. No one gets their way until they nerf it. I say nerf it. Nerf it good.
What do you think of that?
Boo! I mean, it was alright.
Yeah, I know. It's got a nice like beat to it, you know? If it had some background music, you'd probably dance to it.
I wouldn't dance to anything, Shane.
So you don't dance?
No.
That's too bad.
Except when I'm extremely drunk.
Which will be in, what, about an hour?
No, I finished it already. And I'm fine.
Okay, onwards to episode 110. This is another one of my favorite episodes. You know why. First one's about our old resident bot expert, Joe, UDS Cap, who's now since retired, so this is his intro we did for him on episode 110. Hello, everybody. This is Shane1288 back this week, and I'm also decided that I'm not going to be doing the show on my own this week. So we've got a huge selection of people that you guys know, love, and enjoy listening to. I'll start off with Joe, who was previously on episode 102, our famous, well-known macroer bot, anti-bot war acrobat. Activist.
You've seen those photos, have you, Shane?
Yeah. I just couldn't figure out the right words there. I don't know how acrobat.
Acrobat.
That's why I was asking if you've seen the photos, because I know they've been going around the net for a while.
Okay. Hi. And Brad is here, as I'm sure you've just heard him.
Hello.
Who is in England this week with an absence of water.
Stupid floods.
Okay. And
yeah,
Mike,
I want to go
back
into that. It's Mars.
Hello.
Yes. So Brad doesn't want to talk about the water. So water situation.
I just think it's ironic that when it floods, the water goes off. Surely there should be an abundance of water. Whatever.
So that was the famous bot acrobat title. It was another slip
bot
of the tongue.
Acrobat?
Yeah, I remember. Remember? Do you need me to replay it since you were in the bathroom?
No, it's fine. I get the gist of it.
Okay. Basically, I was introducing him, and I meant to say bot expert, but somehow bot acrobat came out.
You're absolutely shit at speaking English, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are.
No. It was just
Direction,
a bot
acrobat.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Shane, are you okay, Shane?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Brad Lena. But anyways, famous bot acrobat. I was trying to get a hold of him for maybe doing a quick thing about the bots are dead, but I wasn't able to find him anymore. So anyways, this next thing is my favorite saying that my doll would pull. You remember this one? Brad?
What? I can't hear anything.
Another RSBNB update is done. Or something.
In
See, we
can.
Still need that closeout, but yeah.
In the
done.
Can.
I In don't know. Like, do anybody have any ideas for the closeout?
Another RSBNB update is done.
Sure.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's going to be the title for this week. I don't, like, doesn't that make sense, though? Like, the more things change...
No, it doesn't change. Stop saying it.
If it's
not true that... The more
the
you,
more
say,
you
it,
say it...
Yes.
If people start to accept change, then changes happen more often. So it's the exact opposite.
No.
That was philosophical.
I'm going to explain my point here.
Please don't. You've done it several times.
Okay.
It's not made anything better.
Let's say you got a selection here. Let's say our mod staff. Let's say I'm opening up the mod page right now. Let's just say that Creepy, Mushroom Queen, and Lance leave, okay?
And they don't come back. It's not the same.
I know, but once we get new people, things will stay the same for a long time.
No, because there'll be new people.
Did you not listen to the saying? You said the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Exactly, because when we get new people, they won't be leaving.
Shane, you're very confused.
Every time you go to explain it, Shane, all you do is just say the same thing slower. It's like being on holiday in a foreign country and saying to somebody who doesn't understand English, saying, can you tell me where the nearest hotel is? And they go, ke? So you say, can you tell me where the nearest hotel is? It doesn't work.
Speaking of hotels, when we were away, there's this place. So, Brad, what's your verdict on it? Do you get it yet?
No, I would never get it, and I never want to get it.
I get it.
I
get it. I get it. I'm not going to go into the whole debate. That was just my case there, and it hasn't changed. Want to know more? Tell me about it on the forums.
If you want to have your life made a living hell by Shane's idiocy.
This one is a rather long one, so I'm going to play... It's not of us or anything, so I'm just going to play the few first seconds of it, so we'll just go with that. It's Secret Agent Man from episode 111. I don't think you were here on this one.
What?
224.
No, don't. No. Okay. I'm singing Secret Agent Man.
Okay.
Your part is, your part goes like this. You go, do 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 do.
Jamie, do that. I'm not doing that.
That's right before, you know the parts where it goes, right?
No.
Right before the first part, and then after the Secret Agent Man part and stuff, okay?
Okay, go right ahead. Jamie, do that, because I have no idea what we're doing.
I don't even know how the song goes.
Okay, just do it, Shane.
What?
Just do it, and then I'll tell you
do, 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 do,
do. Yours.
For the record, prime numbers are 101, 103, 107, 109, and 113.
Darn.
Deal.
Are you recording?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's a man who leads a life of damn it.
Want me to stop here? On this one?
Yes. I think you get the picture.
Yeah, you guys can listen to it later and on your own time. Next one, something about African countries. I don't know, episode 112. Any ideas on this?
No. Vaguely I remember, but not clearly.
In the course of this show, Shane 1288 coughed up enough mucus to feed a small African country for several years.
Oh, right. That was the episode when I was sick.
Oh, yeah. And I was making fun, as I always do.
Yeah. And I quoted that to you on MSN, and then you put it in your SIG as if I was saying it. Damn you. But you really said it.
Yeah, of course. It's genius. Only somebody like me could have come up with something that funny.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what Brad says, and here's more of Brad on episode 115. This is a good one, Brad. I'm surprised he managed to write such a long rant using
it's
paragraphs.
It's pointless. Most of the time he's, like, explaining how the game works.
So take the skills and HP
That's not saying why Jagex are get peeled. That's explaining the game, you moron.
Okay.
RuneScape is
such a moron.
You know, when you say things on MSN, that's exactly how I picture you saying them.
Say what? Say hi.
Okay.
Okay,
that's good. Care to talk like that again?
No, I'm good, thank you.
I don't know, that's just like some weird voice. I've always pictured you I pictured you doing that, and then you did it.
Oh, God, you're weird.
Okay, now here's one of mine about a bell curve. You might remember this one. But I guess that's what happens when you're the top, like, 5% or 10%. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
I'm trying to say, like, if we plotted everyone on a bell curve, and if you're in that section after the hump, you know?
After the what?
The hump on the bell curve.
Oh, yes. The what? The bell curve?
Yes. You don't know what a bell curve is?
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. I don't think I want to know.
We're talking about a bell curve.
What is a bell curve?
It's a graph.
You're talking about a hump on a bell curve?
Yes. I'll show you. It's right here.
Oh, please no.
See?
Oh, that's one fine looking hump on a bell curve.
It's that. Okay. Okay.
Please, I've stirred my mind enough.
Well, at least it's not Wednesday. Because Wednesday is, you know, like, middle of the week.
It is Wednesday.
Oh, it is. Hump day, then.
Yeah, I can't believe you said, oh, I can't believe at least it's not Wednesday. And it's like, yes, it is Wednesday. Oh, Warren's gone.
Oh, we scared him away. We scared
I
him away.
Hump on the bell curve.
Okay. Calm yourself. Do you know what I meant now, Brad?
Yes, but I think my definition of it was a lot more interesting.
It's that middle part on the bell curve, you know?
Everybody likes a hump on a bell curve, Shane.
Yes, just as everyone enjoys a good spreadsheet now and again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, that sounded very wrong. Yes, what? Of course they do.
Yes, okay. Episode 117, Halloween time. Lots of ones about here with Brad, so I'll just start at the top.
What? Shane would just bleep that. I was going to say when you said sexy George Bush.
No!
I'm laughing like a retard, but I don't know why.
Are you doing the show in your room? Or?
Yeah, my room. Dad probably wonders what I'm laughing my head off at.
Is he going to come in and say hi?
No. Seriously.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't have played that one. You know what that was about, eh?
Yeah, I do know what it was about.
Do we have to go into detail?
No, we don't.
Okay, good.
Let's leave it at Shane made a comment on MSN, which was sexy George Bush.
Which was a typo.
Shane thinks George Bush is sexy.
It was
a
typo.
It was a typo from very sexy George Bush. He forgot to put the very in.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, did you just agree to that?
No, I'm just saying it was a typo. Because it was an ad I was pasting to you guys that I saw on Dig.
Now, hang on a minute. I said, it was a typo because you actually meant to type very sexy George Bush, and you said yes, exactly.
Because that's what the ad said.
Okay, you just admitted that you really wanted to type sexy.
No!
Sexy
I did want to type that because I was quoting the ad.
I worry about you, Shane.
Oh, God. This one's about Stephen Harper. Maybe go Halloween-y at Stephen Harper's house there.
He's gay. He would like,
does he let people
into his basement?
Yeah, they let kids come up to on 22 Sussex Drive. That's
you're
the
not
address.
Really a kid, though, are you, Shane?
No.
You're 21.
No, I'm 20. 20?
Oh, you're 20, yes.
Yes. You could go. You're young enough.
I'm 16.
That's young enough.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to go to Stephen Harper's house. He scares me. I think he would drag me into his house and molest me.
I don't think that's possible. He does have two kids.
Oh, yeah, right.
8 and 13, I believe.
8 okay. and 13?
Yes.
Sick. All right, let's go.
Tech news! You're going to stay awake because I'm going to make you read the second one. So do you still feel that way about Stephen Harper?
He molests children, yes.
I don't think so.
You voted for a children molester, Shane.
Oh, God. It's better than the Liberals, let's just say that. Leave it
actually,
at that.
Actually, I would agree with that. A child molester is better than a Liberal.
Next is the countdown to start the show. Okay. Okay. Oh. RSPNB update 117 for Thursday, September 13th. 2 months, no, 3 months from your birthday. Yes.
Yay.
On 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. See, the reason I put that one is was because your little laugh there.
You laughed first.
And then
you.
Okay, do your laugh. Yeah,
you did it first.
Okay, but do your laugh that you did there.
See, that's your normal laugh.
No, it's not. Not like that. Doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, there, Shane.
No. Anyways, final clip is about Brad and someone he wants to die.
Do you hate anyone so much that you want them dead or just seriously injured? Yes. Plenty of people.
I'm sure we know who that is. Can we limit ourselves from saying anyone's names that it resides
of
in
course.
The Southern Hemisphere? Let's have some people that you don't like in your own country, perhaps, this time.
I'm not going to say who I want to die. Not on a public podcast. Are you crazy? Just rest assured, I'm pretty sure the people know who they are.
So any changes on that?
No.
You want
I'm
to
still
mention
as hateful and bitter and twisted as ever.
You want to mention any
Fuck
names?
You. No.
Okay. Moving on to episode 118. Okay. These ones are nice and short.
Shut up. I'm not a weakling. I could kick your ass.
So could you? Are you a weakling?
No, I'm not.
How do you know?
Well, actually, yes, I am pretty weak, actually. I don't think I could... Yeah, I am pretty weak, actually.
Okay, well...
Physically.
Okay, but otherwise?
If I had to fight someone like they were being aggressive with me, then I probably would.
Okay. Would you win?
Depends.
Okay, this one's about a hot air balloon. But anyways, we have a news helicopter here, and it flies around doing traffic reports. This morning I saw this balloon, hot air balloon, for another TV station. I guess that's their version of the news helicopter, is a hot air balloon.
Right.
I have no idea where that came from. I'm going to edit that out. Like, we just keep going off track here, you know?
Yes.
I got 5 points on my list.
This is like the great off-topic show.
Yeah. Might be fun to put it out, but I don't know. You think people like it when we go off on tangents or what?
I think they do. I think it makes it slightly more interesting.
The reason I put that clip in there is because it was actually edited out from our original show, so... I just figured I'd share something that was edited out with you guys there. But isn't
most
this,
of the stuff in the show is edited out.
Yeah, this clip show. The clip show is a whole off-topic thing. Oh, and finally, this was the week we had that Internet People video, and you said something about us on there.
It all started with South Park and the Star Wars kid. Newman did his thing, and the Backdoor Boys lip synced. Napster bad, Winnebago guy mad.
And you know, Bird is we should be on this.
Along came Jib
Brad and Shane.
G.I. Joe, service cartoons.
From RSVNB Update.
Yes.
Monkeys like the moon.
So, do you know anybody
we
who
should
can...
have been on that?
I know! Why not?
They're idiots for not including
we're like the only RuneScape podcast that has over 100 episodes. Actually, over 10 episodes for that matter.
Yeah, well, the others are shit.
They all disappeared. I don't know. Like, they should have put us on there, you know?
There's a lot of things they should have done.
Yes. I like the Internet People one. Okay, episode 119. These ones are both Brad. Do you want to hear something about you being a woman or something else?
I'm not a woman. Something else.
I didn't go to see the bird. The bird's not in the bathroom.
Okay, well, you didn't have to say where you were. I told them you were checking something outside your room.
No, I was checking something in the toilet. But I won't go into specifics as what that are because I could be arrested.
I'm going to edit that out.
Okay. Oh, I feel better.
Okay, Brad. What was in the toilet?
Nothing. I just went to the bathroom and tried to make it humorous.
Okay.
And failed miserably.
See, that happens. Like, that happens, I think, it doesn't happen that often, but it does happen sometimes where one of us will leave and the other one will have to improvise along, you know?
I did not.
Or edit it out.
20 minutes ago.
Yeah. But, except I was playing a clip.
It was in the middle of a clip, so it was...
You didn't notice, so that was good. Okay, now here's something about a woman. I'm not sure what this is.
Well, you could have prepared in the event that I would have eaten fast that I do. Well, you could have prepared in the event that I would have eaten fast that I do, but
I was
let us not argue
because
we all know you're in the wrong. Let's
I was go. Too busy working on my math problems.
Because the internet went off and Shane had a fit.
No.
What am I going to do all day? No, I'm just kidding.
God. That's not what I sound like.
Yes, it is.
That sounds like some woman. Oh, that's right. That's your woman voice.
Oh, yeah, it's my woman voice.
You seem to do that pretty well. Are you sure you're not dressing up as a woman going places at night?
Yes, I'm really a female. I'm sorry I've been lying to you all for so long.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, never mind. I just thought of something bad, but... Okay, episode 120...
What was that, Shane?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do. Tell me.
No.
That sounded more French, actually.
Okay, thank you, Baron. Moving onward.
Shut up, Shane. Really, you're scared. Shane, no, Shane, that's wrong.
What?
That sounded so wrong, Shane.
What? What? Oh! 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 Oh!
What the hell are you doing? Shane, please, you're scaring me.
Okay. So, what exactly did you think I did?
Because you were laughing really manically, like... It was just disturbing, it was all.
Okay. And you do this strange accent. Tell me what it is.
I think we managed to string the poll out a fairly long time, actually.
What kind of accent is that?
It's like a posh British accent. Sort of like this, I'm quite posh and I'm English and I own several estates in Yorkshire and I'm better than you. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I'm most likely homosexual because we know everybody who is rich, English, and speaks like this most likely is.
What? Shane would want really?
To attack you. Yeah, everybody who speaks with a posh English accent is gay. Think who we've had on the show this year that speaks with a posh English accent. Think about it, Shane. Think about it, Shane. Think about it, Shane. Think about it, Shane. Think. Are you thinking?
Yes, I know. Okay, that's not nice.
I'm not nice, Shane.
Yeah, well, it was your idea. I we've had a few people on with English accents, and you're one of them, so.
I'm not gay, Shane. I have a girlfriend.
That's what you say.
Yeah, it's really a guy.
Yeah. The thing I was thinking about is if you were a woman dressed up all the time, then that would make you a lesbian.
Oh, God. Oh, my. I'm not a woman. I'm a man. I've posted pictures. Just because I have long hair. Don't be so bloody horrible to me, Shane. I don't deserve your shit.
Okay. This is from episode 121 when I had to go do something, and Brad and Jeff are doing this one with me. Okay, we're going to take a brief intermission here because my mom's laptop normally sits down with me, and I didn't want her down here when I was recording, and I changed my WPA key, so I have to go enter the 64-character passphrase. So I'll be right back.
64 characters.
I'm still using WEP, so...
Well, people can still correct WPA.
Yeah.
If they want to get in, they'll get in.
Yeah. I think I'm in a pretty good neighborhood, though, so...
Do you see any other networks?
Yeah. There's, the guy next door doesn't encrypt his...
Oh, you don't have to worry about him stealing yours then.
Yeah.
I see two other ones near me. I don't know where they're from, though. I think Shane's a little paranoid about his security.
Yeah.
Damn right I am. Damn right. Like, do you use wireless, Brad?
No.
I use a 64-character WPA key. And WPA cannot be cracked. It would take the time from now until the end of the universe to crack a WPA key. That's how secure WPA is.
Okay.
I didn't have a rebuttal to that on the show because I didn't get to listen to it until after I was doing the editing. So.
Is it okay that I don't care?
Yes, it is, good. Actually. And now, we had a bit of a dry spell from 121 all the way to 131, so this is from yesterday's show, which you guys would have heard last week. So, we're going to start with something before the show aired. You remember this one. Hey, Brad?
Oh, God, no. Now I'm certain that they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I can't sing.
Nice singing there, Brad. Nice singing.
I hate you and I want you to die.
But that was like it actually sounded not that bad, you know? You want to sing something?
No.
Okay, and here's another song that you sang, or we're going to sing.
Hi, I'm your weather girl, and
Have we got news for you? It's a raining man.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, you use that tomorrow and you are dead. I swear. Shane, can we start? Say it's locked.
What'd you think? And I did use it.
I hate you. 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 I hate you.
Here's another one of your stabs at Star Trek. Do you have your Christmas tree up?
Sorry?
In your house?
Yeah, of course there is.
Well, that's good.
Even though I wouldn't want it up. I didn't put it up. I had nothing to do with it. I hate Christmas.
We have one with lots of little Star Trek things on it.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yes.
That, like, you should be ashamed of that, Shane. You should not want to tell people. Is your whole family like Trekkie mad?
Yeah. Yeah.
At Christmas, so they were like, where's Spock ears?
No.
I'd love that. I would love that.
No. Okay, so we should move on.
I can't believe your whole family. It's so sad.
It's not. It's not really. Okay, so yes, moving onwards to Jagex's word about their updates last week. You still feel that way 24 hours later?
Yes, I do. Exactly the same.
Okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with Star Trek. Tell me what you don't like about it.
It's horrible, Shane.
Why?
It's self-explanatory.
You never told me why.
Because, Shane, it's just horrible, and you mention it too much.
Okay, now we're on to our final clip, sadly, about some birdies.
Final clip of the year. Oh, yeah.
Sad. Oh, do you hear those birds in the background?
That's right. No. Why do birds...
Did you hear that?
Suddenly... No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Singing.
Shh.
Suddenly...
Just... Listen for 1 minute.
I feel like a retard. Wow, I heard it.
See, they updated the bird sounds.
Well, I thought that was a real bird.
They updated the bird sounds yesterday. I noticed that.
You just made me listen to a bird on RuneScape. I actually thought that was a real bird outside your window.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God, I feel like a retard. I hate you.
The birdies are real. For Brad, at least. So you thought that was a real bird?
Go away. I don't like you anymore.
You know that the birds disappear here in the winter, right?
Yeah, but... Oh, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, my. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's also sad.
I know. Like, you just happened to do four funny things on the episode that's recorded the day before the clip show, you know?
Well, you know, good timing, isn't it? I pulled all my funny out of the bag just when you needed it most.
I know, but you thought that was a real bird, right?
I did. No, I thought you were making me listen to a real bird.
Oh. Oh, okay. But it does sound like a real bird, though, right?
Yeah, it does.
So RuneScape has updated their sounds. Excellent, excellent, excellent. I think that's about it for this clip show, unless you have any other things you want to share.
No.
No? So I think that would mean that this clip show is done, so 2007 has been a great year for RSBNB Update. We're definitely going to...
Are we going to do all this sloshy emotional shit at the end of the Uncorked show? Because that is technically the last show.
No, because this episode, the clip show, will be airing on December 31st.
Oh, so this is the last
Yeah,
thing.
This is
right.
Technically the last show of 2007, so...
And we've got to do all the sloshy emotional shit now.
Yes.
Okay, so, well, you say something, then I'll say something.
Yeah, well, 2007's great year on RuneScape, I think. 2008, we got Summoning... Coming, apparently.
Coming.
Summoning. RSBNB Update, we're going to be opening the year with episode 134, which is a big number. We're going to keep going with RSBNB Update, working on RSBNB, RuneWire, everything expect RSBNB to continue in the same direction we've continued for the past year. Steady the course. Strange stuff.
And are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, now I would just like to say, at the risk of getting emotional, thank you for all your support. Anybody who listens, downloads it, whatever. To the people who messaged me on I used to log into RuneScape saying, you know, hi Rad, I like the show. That was very nice. So yeah, thank you very much, and hope you all have a... Well, no, actually, hope you had a nice Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. And that's coming tomorrow. Anyways, yes.
We'll see you in 2008.
Without the fans, the show would never happen. So, thank you, everyone. See you next week.
It's all for you. I love you all. Except for the people I want dead. But if you listen to this, it probably isn't you.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Excellent clip show.
Save operations queen. Yeah, I'm singing all I can if you can't on the clip show.
Oh, it's going. This is going on the 2008 clip show.
Yeah, right. I'm going to regret this in about a year's time.
Continue.
Save operations. Ah, I hate that song.